With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As President-elect Trump prepares to move into the White House, President Biden has issued another batch of pardons on his way out. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that, as well as details of a busy Inauguration Day agenda for Mr. Trump.
Continuing a long-running tradition for incoming presidents, Donald Trump attended a service at St. John's Episcopal Church, located across Lafayette Park from the White House. Afterwards, he and Melania will meet with President Biden and the First Lady for tea. Earlier this morning, the president issued preemptive pardons for Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the January 6th Capitol Riot House Committee. Mr. Biden called them public servants and used his powers to guard against potential revenge by the incoming Trump administration. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Nearly 4,000 police officers from all around the country are in Washington to bolster inauguration security.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith said in a news conference Sunday morning that, quote, they've been deputized under the U.S. Marshal Service, so they will be placed in positions where they are needed across the city. The ceremony has been moved indoors as temperatures have plummeted to the teens and 20s, making it the coldest inauguration day in 40 years. The ceremony has been adapted to the Capitol Rotunda, which holds only 600 people. The Secret Service is working with Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police, and the U.S. Marshals to secure the grounds and the site of the ceremony. Bernie Bennett for Inauguration 2025.
Also at SRNNews.com, there are celebrations and uncertainty in Israel and Gaza as the Israel-Hamas ceasefire continues to hold, at least for now. It's already resulted in the release of three Israeli hostages held by Hamas, as well as dozens of Palestinian prisoners jailed by Israel. TikTok back online after President-elect Trump vowed to pursue a ban on the app in the U.S. This is SRN News. Religious persecution continues to grow in sub-Saharan Africa.
20 years ago, you might find one nation from that region in the top 10 of the World Watch List, that annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth compiled by Open Doors USA. In 2025, four sub-Saharan African nations make the top 10, including Somalia and number two, right behind North Korea. The rapid spread of radical Islam is driving persecution of Christians all across the lower portion of the African continent, and there's no end in sight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on their campuses have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting such deals, the schools close the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of the agreements, which mostly have involved training and reviews of past complaints. But many colleges at the center of the highest profile cases face investigations that remain unresolved. This is SRN News. An icy Arctic blast has 70 million Americans under winter weather warnings.
While the mid-Atlantic through the Northeast and the plains are getting hit with an Arctic blast, that cold air is giving the Gulf Coast a rare taste of winter as well, says National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
From the Rocky Mountains all the way across to the East Coast, even as far south as the Gulf Coast.
Wind chills of negative 50 degrees forecast for the Dakotas, while the East Coast could see 0-degree wind chills. I'm Julie Walker.
The National Weather Service warning of a particularly dangerous situation in fire-ravaged parts of Southern California. A resurgence of gusty winds expected to raise the risk of wildfires. The warning comes 2 weeks after devastating fires killed at least 27 people around Los Angeles. Santa Ana wind gusts could hit 70 miles per hour this time around. More details, SRNNews.com.